Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool night across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv have clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel says special forces landed on a strategic ridge in South Lebanon before the ceasefire. This comes from Ynet, reported just 43 minutes ago. Also, the Lebanese president has addressed the recent ceasefire. He warned Hezbollah and Iran that negotiations do not signal a surrender. That's from Mariv earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel has lifted wartime restrictions nationwide. Independence Day ceremonies are now authorized. This update is from the Jerusalem Post. Separately, former President Trump told Axios he anticipates an Iran deal soon. He expects it in a day or two, according to earlier reporting. And finally, a pro-Israel congressman faces fundraising challenges against a former Columbia encampment organizer. That's from the JTA, reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. I24News_EN shares a senior IDF official's insights. They note Iran is weakened but capable of rebuilding its ballistic arsenal. This was shared just 22 minutes ago. Phil Stewart from Reuters highlights ongoing differences between Iran and the United States. These differences remain a hurdle in reaching a conflict resolution. Streetwise reports on over 1,000 artists, including Mila Kunis and Helen Mirren, who support Israel's participation in Eurovision. They oppose calls for boycotts. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, the IDF reports a special operation on the Christofeni Ridge. This strategic location overlooks key routes between Beirut and Damascus. The operation took place shortly before the ceasefire. Ynet reports this might influence future military plans in the region. Turning to the Lebanese president's speech, Joseph Aoun emphasized that dialogue with Israel does not mean Lebanon is conceding. Mariv highlights his warning to Hezbollah and Iran, suggesting possible shifts in regional alliances. This could impact Lebanon's internal politics. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post informs us that Israel is lifting wartime restrictions. Independence Day ceremonies can now proceed as planned. This decision reflects a move towards normalcy after recent tensions. It brings relief to many citizens looking forward to celebrations. In earlier reporting, Axios covers Trump's comments about the Iran deal. He feels confident about a resolution soon. If achieved, this could reshape diplomatic relations in the Middle East and beyond. Finally, JTA covers the fundraising race in NY. 1. 2. A pro-Israel congressman is being out-fundraised by a former encampment organizer. This highlights the changing dynamics in political support within the district. Turning to business and markets. First, there's turmoil in Europe as the world's largest chocolate maker, Barry Callebaut, faces financial challenges. They have cut their profit forecast, warning of industry disruptions. Mariv Business reports this could affect global chocolate supplies. Separately, Israel's CPI rose 0.4% in March, according to Globes. While annual inflation has moderated, home prices continue to decline. This indicates ongoing adjustments in Israel's housing market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses a new model to resolve shipment delays. Many international packages have been stuck due to air traffic disruptions. This innovation aims to boost efficiency in import logistics. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.